All right, we're being recorded and we will call this meeting to order after we have the instructions of the device on having a call. Natalia, would you run us through our instructions here,
Welcome to
please?
today's committee virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before starting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members of the committee, if you're able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During your roll call, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do his best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon and will be given 3 minutes to speak. If you need to share documentation with the committee, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not turn on your video. Thank you.
Okay, the meeting has been notified here. I'd like to call the roll, if I might. Grant Frouchy.
Present.
Chandra Millerfinin.
Here.
Steve Webster is here. We have a quorum. Katie McDonald is absent and excused absent. We have members of a, we have sufficient for a quorum. I declare the meeting open. Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting would be in order.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Is there any further discussion?
I
Seeing
wait,
none, all in favor,
whoa,
say.
Steve, sorry, I do.
Okay.
There's a typo in my name
Okay.
at the very end. Small.
Okay. Is that duly noted there, folks?
Yes, I will fix it. Sorry about that.
Okay, great. All right. Having any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Right.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries. We have any members of the public to speak today?
We
Migrant
have an
observer.
observer.
You have an observer, okay. Observer, are you with us here? You have your hand up,
No,
observer.
the
Do you want to?
Alder Verveer is observer, and that
Okay.
there's another person. I don't know who that
Who
is.
is six oh
Well,
eight 215-0505? Hello, 608-215-0505. Are you an observer of the meeting?
Steve, Madeline was going to try to join the call, just to observe, so that could be her, but I have not gotten into the meeting record or the public registrants yet, to see if somebody's registered there.
All right. Well, this person will remain anonymous for the time being and maybe will reveal themselves as the conversation goes forward. Is there anybody that has a conflict of interest with the agenda today that would need to recuse themselves or drop out of a conversation? Seeing none, we have two prominent items on the agenda today. The first is to approve the name change of the Civic Center public room, and the second is to lay our hands on the Parks and Open Space Plan as it is so far. Provide any further feedback on it and then launch it in the great stream of waters. Lisa, would you want to introduce the name change?
Yes, I'm happy to give a brief introduction. As you're likely aware, several years ago, we actually went through the formal process of having the Madison Senior Center,
Oh,
which
there's
is
Katie McDonald.
downtown.
Let the record show that Katie McDonald just joined the meeting.
Excellent. Hi, Katie.
Hey,
Hi, Katie.
sorry about that.
This is great to see you. We already had you gone in absence, so this is a bonus.
Oh, I was going to be here. Interrupting Lisa, but y'all had the greatest afternoon. One of the ladies that I used to work with, who lives in Dallas, was up here for a work meeting and reached out and stopped by the house on the way to the airport. We got to visit, and so we got to talking, and I ran her to the airport and I just got back. So thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay, great. Glad to have you here. Okay, Lisa, sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. So several years ago, We went through the formal process of having the Madison Senior Center courtyard, which is downtown, and the land is actually owned by the Economic Development Division, and adjacent to the actual senior center. We had it recognized as a park. So as such, the park was redeveloped, but Mike Sturm, our senior landscape architect, led the redevelopment process. So now it's a nice, freshly refinished courtyard, and it needs a name that's appropriate for it other than the Senior Center Courtyard. So last fall, or I think last August, you had another name that was sent before you. This is different. We've been engaging. Mike has actually been leading the efforts to engage with the neighborhood on a name for this special space for the neighborhood. They've been waiting a long time for their own park. And they have requested the name of Capital Center Park, spelled as an OL at the end of Capital and an RE at the end of Center. And that ties directly to how the area has been known for a long time. The neighborhood was strongly supportive of that name and not spelling it any other way. And Alder Verveer shared his letter of support or his message of support. You should have that as well. And you should also have a letter from the neighborhood attached to the legislative file, a letter of support and requesting this change. So, as such, staff is requesting a name change of the Senior Center Courtyard to Capital Center Park.
Could we have a motion from this for to approve this name change from one of the two of you, three of you?
I'll make a motion to approve the name of Capital Center Park
All
with
right, so you
OL and
first.
RE.
Capital City Center Park, by the motion has been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Chandra. Is there any? Let's have further discussion on this. The table is open. Anybody have anything to say? All right, deafened by the response here. Mike, you want to say anything?
Well, Steve, I don't want to take your time to
Oh,
go
I
into
think it's renamed
anything.
Revere Park, so I'm surprised.
You're very kind. Anyway, I just want to thank you all in advance for supporting the neighborhood's wishes here. As I think, if you saw my email of last night that I remembered to send to the park staff, this has been something that's been discussed amongst the neighborhood association activists for well over a year. And we've talked about a lot of different names. I could go into other details if anyone had the interest, but for the sake of time, I'll just leave it as thanking you all very much in advance and for your support of this, and look forward to you, forwarding this as a favorable recommendation to the Board of Park Commissioners.
Okay, seeing no other discussion, a motion would be in order to, I mean, the motion, it's time to vote on the motion. All in favor of changing the name of the space as described in Katie's motion, please signify by saying aye.
Hi.
Aye.
Same, no opposed, at same sign. Motion carries. We have a name for the Capital City space.
Thank
I
you
don't
all.
think the administration's going to like that French spelling, but whatever.
Thank you all very, very much. Yeah, well, it's the traditional spelling of the redevelopment there over those couple of blocks from the 1980s. But thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Have a good rest of the meeting.
Yep, you bet. And Lisa, we're on to the Parks and Open Space Plan.
We are, and I am so very excited to be at this stage. So
We are ready for prime time.
you have the you received the InDesign document hot off the presses. We are still very much working to refine that. I know Emily and her team had to scramble to get this to you last week, so we're making some revisions on we're looking to for some alternate photos in a number of locations, so we're still working on that. What you see is still a work in progress, but it's getting really, really close. And so we'd like to get your feedback on it. I want to talk about if it's how you're feeling about its usability, its readability, and just any overall comments that you have about the document. Our goal here is to discuss this as a team. If you have any specific edits that you want to get to me, please do that by the end of this week. I want to get our revisions in full to Emily and the MSA team by Monday so that they can publish, they can have all the updates we need by the end of this week, next week, and we can make our target of having it available for public comment from the 13th of June through July 7th. So we're kind of on a tight timeline here. I know we've spent a lot of time working on this, but I think we'll all be very happy when this is on to the when we're on to the next great project. So
Do people have micro comments that they will forward to Lisa? Anybody have those? Chandra?
micro comments or macro comments?
Well, what I mean by that, I mean text, text comments. So I hope we all have macro comments, but do you have things you think need to be wordsmithed?
I just have a few things about the figures, Lisa, but I'll just send them to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Katie, have
They're
you
not
got
big. There's
anything?
only four.
Okay. Katie, have you seen anything you want to wordsmith?
The only thing, and this, I think maybe I've had kind of a crazy day, so maybe I'm just reading it odd. But the title of chapter five, Outdoor Recreation Needs Assessment, somehow I keep reading it as like needs being a verb, like outdoor recreation needs
Needs
to be
assessment.
assessed. Yeah, needs assessing. Or, and so again, I don't know if it's just me today or like seeing it in print like that makes me read it different. So if there's a way to reword that without blowing the whole thing up, nice. If not, it's not a have to have.
Well, we could have assessment of outdoor recreation needs.
Steven, that was fantastic. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Just right off the top of your head, see, that was good.
Is that
Grant, any
sufficient,
comments
Katie?
other? Yeah, totally. Yeah, that does it.
Grant, do you have any other comments of this sort to make?
I only had one sort of thought, and it's a little different. And we talk about our successes over the last few years, and I'm wondering if there's a place to talk about a little bit about successes of major donations. Not necessarily the successes, but honestly, is it appropriate to recognize
Major donor.
major projects and donations that have made a difference in the parks?
Are you wanting to reference people's names?
The Kaiser folks weren't overly interested in recognition, but the Glenn in the last 5 years would not have happened without parks. More active parks people could tell you, but I mean that was a million plus dollar gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what people say about that.
I just am throwing it out to the group to just see what people think if there were substantial gifts or inputs in or things.
Would you see it in a body or tech or appendix?
I'm not sure. I'm always looking for how do you encourage participation and see the results of it. And if we're citing things that we did and accomplished, if we accomplished things as a result of that, I think just burying it under the Parks Foundation does stuff and the Lakeway Project does stuff and Olbrich does stuff. Maybe that's, I'm just,
Okay.
it was just a little different something that came to me that I didn't really see. And
Let's get people's opinions about that.
so,
Chandra, what do you think?
I think it's a good idea to always be able to have some sets of documents that donors and the foundation and park advocates can point to. That it's not just about giving credit, but it's also showing the forward future opportunity. And it doesn't have to be a lot of lengthy policy words, but a picture, a pullout, would be great, I think.
Okay, Matt Katie.
Yeah, I like that idea, but kind of for a different reason. Honestly, I don't think the foundation does a good job in their annual report, adding who the donors are and what they donated to and doing that individual recognition. And so if we can do that and make up for that and give credit where credit's due, and hopefully inspire other people to do the same. And it's not a huge lift on Lisa and the team. I think that
Yeah.
would be great.
How
And
many
that'll make it.
such
Go
characters are there? Do you have any, Grant or Lisa? Do you know how many people? What do you, how, what would be the cutoff, Grant, in your point of view?
I think it needs to be a larger cutoff, but I'm not looking like this is not an annual report or a place, but it is an example of how people give to and partner with
So is it over $100,000?
organizations and the Parks Department directly. And I just that is going to continue to be so more and more important. And
Do you have a suggested cutoff, like 100,000 maybe or something? 250?
sure. I mean,
I would almost just pick certain projects and phrase it in that these are examples of significant projects so that we don't accidentally miss somebody by claiming that these are all the donors over.
I would support that. I just think to say in a couple of sentences, the Glenway Golf Park project would not have happened. The direction that the Lakeway project is going in would not and will not happen without and that sort of thing. And I just people give. And they give it those letters le levels to inspire other people to give. And I just think that it's part of that alternate funding stream and funding that parks. I mean, because you can give straight to parks. You don't have to go through the organization, and that sort of thing. And maybe it's not significant enough with things. Obviously, it would take a little more thought than I have other than the golf. And some of these things, but
We recognize the golf, the gift of the Kaisers in two locations.
okay.
We recognize that within accomplishments on page 14, there's one, two, three, four specific bullets on page 14 within that accomplishment where those projects wouldn't have happened without major donors or major partners. I think we could do more as far as the accessible playgrounds and add the sponsors to that and the partnership with Madison Parks Foundation under the park facilities to accommodate diverse populations and activities. We can take a look at this. This will take more coordination. I just wanted to point that out. The Kaiser's gift is recognized in the accomplishments table, but it's also very clearly spelled out in the issues paper, which isn't, it's in the appendix, but it's the ongoing initiatives that goes into more detail of how important that collaboration was. So I will work on how we might recognize that. We do talk about the Lakeway partners
Yeah.
in their own section, same with Olbrich Botanical Society, in 6.3 under alternate funding sources. So maybe we can work on an image that would be more, I don't know, that would help to highlight that more.
I think this is a
Sure.
suggestion, Lisa,
Yeah.
but a light suggestion not to blow up the forward momentum of the project and the spacing of the draft layout and things like that.
Okay.
I'm happy to withdraw the thing if that I don't want to get in. It just seemed to me that really recognizing then and whether it's a breakout in some sort of chart or in the appendix or there's a way to or as acknowledgments someplace, we'd like to acknowledge the partners that have done these things in a specific thing. I think of every, annual newsletter or, every playbill you go to, people who give. And I'm not trying to get into that by any means, but I think that recognizing partnerships with large, Cirrus Foundation, with the pump track, and, just even if it's these are accomplishments that happened as a result, I could see it in a box. the Kaiser family with the Glenway Golf Park, the Cirrus Foundation with the pump track. I think we could come up with five or six type things that put them in a category on their own, but exemplify that that's the type.
Well,
and also shows that Parks recognizes it.
Unless anybody else has anything more to say on this point, I think we have reached a point that Lisa, you're okay with this, right?
Yep, we'll figure it out.
All right. Any other comments? Okay, then let's talk about the plan from the macro level. And how are people feeling about its readability, its usability, its accessibility, and so forth? Let's just go round robin. And you want to put it up? You're going to share it?
Yep, I can share it.
I just tried to share it. Can you guys see my screen or no? Here, let me try
no,
again.
Not yet.
Okay, now can you see it?
Nope.
Still no?
There it is.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to go through it page by page. If people have specific comments on specific pages, but let's talk generally about, well, let's just talk about it and see how people feel about it. Chandra, you're at the top of the queue here, so up to you to launch the discussion here.
First of all, I think that seeing it in the draft layout really brings it to the next level. It's, you know, we've been looking at it as like, you know, first draft text, 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 and then seeing it all put together. There is so much valuable information in these 137 pages. And it has come so far in the last couple of iterations as we've really moved from each chapter to the big picture of the open space plan. So I just want to say, like, I think this is one of the stronger open parks and open space plan that we have done in recent history, based on the ones that I've read in the past and the ones that we're going forward. I think the tables make sense. I love the photographs of people in the parks instead of just parks, beautiful park space with no people in it. So I really like that aspect to it. So, I mean, I think that this is a parks and open space plan that Long Range Planning Committee, Lisa, should be really proud of. And I know I've picked at pieces of it, but this is not the time to do it because I think it's such a good final piece. And we just need to get it out the door so that it can be used for the policy reason in which we need a parks and open space plan.
Here, here. All right, Grant, you're up next. Any comments of a similar nature?
I think it looks great. It's becoming a little overwhelming in the sense that it's 134 pages and we've been working on it for a while. So I give the people who are working on this and not losing focus. I will admit I've lost a little focus and I'm having trouble concentrating on it in a whole, but I think it looks really great. I think it's moving through beautifully, and I think it's very close. And my only comment that I had was the one that I expressed already, and it's not absolutely necessary by any means.
All right. Katie?
I agree with what everybody said. Like, it's super cool to see it all together. Like, you feel a sense of pride. I loved the pictures this year, to what Chandra said. Like, they truly feel like parks being activated. And so I love the way that kind of pulls through. I am an old person who cannot see. And so I guess I'll ask the question first. Is this the final format, with it being the two pages on each and kind of scrolling up and down? Or is it going to go into more of like a magazine format where you can switch the pages back and forth?
We can do it both ways. So we just exported it as spreads, so that you could kind of view it as a booklet. Because Grant also brought up, when we reviewed another chapter previously, that when you single page scroll with it because we have larger print margins, so we can spiral bound. When you scroll with it on a single page, it kind of bounces back and forth because of those print margins. So I lean towards doing the spread view just so that you can see it more as a book. But the way that you export it, that is like very easy to do it in different ways. So we can export it as a single spread. In a single spread version, we can export it as this, or sorry, we could export it as a single page scroll. We can export it as this in this spread view. And then I will even add that if we, at least I have like a, it's just called like PDF Exchange. It's not any like fancy like PDF viewer, but like in my lower hand corner, if this was a single page scroll, like I can click to view it in different ways just in my PDF viewer as well. So like if we had a single page version with the click of this button, I could have it be in spread mode.
So I'm just thinking, Emily, how other people would access it. Like they may not take the time to figure all that out.
Totally.
Because I didn't.
No worries. The other Katie, I can't remember if you were on our call last time, but the other option too is there's like a way it can be embedded into the city's website where it's essentially like turning a virtual page. Like it even
Yeah.
has kind of like an animation where like pages are being turned.
That's kind of what I was picturing, kind of like a back when they used to do digital magazine type things.
So MSA publishes a lot of our plans in a system like that, and I can talk like internally on how we could get that link that MSA would publish on our like site that we post all of our plans, how that could be like linked to the city website.
Yeah.
So let me like talk internally how we could do that, but there, even if it's not like MSA is the one that's facilitating the link for that, that's very easy. That's like a very easy thing to do to have that like on the website where you can like
Okay.
virtually flip the pages.
Thank you. Because what I tried to do, because I have a huge monitor in my office, but most people aren't going to use a monitor. They're just going to look at it on their laptop. So that's what I've been doing. And if I zoomed it more than 60%, I lost the spread. And so it was hard to, it was kind of jumping in the same way that Grant said in the other view. But then some of it, the words just, and I wear contacts, y'all, but the words seemed really small. And so, if readability was a question, just something to think about as you're kind of putting the final touches on. I don't think there's any have to have, but especially with some of the maps that I think are really powerful. I kept wanting to, I don't
Do
have
a
a
zoom
touch
in on them.
screen. Yeah, I kept wanting to like make them bigger.
Yeah.
When we send Lisa the updated version on the 13th, I will make sure that we send her a single page version and a spread version so that
Okay.
there's two PDFs.
Thank you. Yeah, just to see the difference would be
That
cool if
is
it's not that
a
much
very
work.
easy thing to
Chatter?
do. Yep.
Chatter?
I have a similar final question about that, about accessibility. So, if we had somebody who has accessibility issues, is there a version? How does this, is this compatible with accessible readers on websites and things like that?
I do not admittedly know the answer to that off the top of my head. I know sometimes with those accessible readers, for like photos in particular, there's usually like a text description of what's occurring in the photo. I don't know how we would embed that into this document, but I can look into it. But we would potentially need to work with staff, is my thought. MSA and staff would maybe need to work together then on writing those text descriptions for all the photos, which might be a little bit of a large lift, but something that we can look into.
What is the internal search engine like for the document?
Regarding the accessibility component, I also wanted to mention that we can also reach out to our Department of Civil Rights and ask them to take a look at this before we've
Think
published
that's
the
a good
final
idea.
version. They do have a language access and a just a an accessibility component that they can take a look at. We did reach out to them about, oh gosh, it was last fall sometime, and they wanted to have the document closer to finished before they would take a look at it. I think we're there.
Thank you, Lisa.
In terms of Steve, can you say your comment again one more time?
He was asking about the search engine. Are
Oh,
you able
yeah.
to type a like search for a specific word
Yes.
with this version?
Yes.
Like doing like a control F, like
Yes.
for,
Yeah.
yeah, we it should be fine.
But can you, like, if somebody doesn't know to do a control F, how would they know
Oh.
what they can search for?
It's
Well, I
in
see the search button up in your corner of your screen or a
Yeah,
find.
so
It's better.
that would be like for the that would be like for the PDF viewer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say one thing, we don't have it right now because we're waiting to finalize the table of contents until the very end, but for the digital version, you will be able to click on all of the on each element of the TOC and it'll take you to that page. So maybe that's kind of what you're talking about, Steve, is
Well,
so
I'm
like
trying to think of if somebody, well, I don't know. I don't know what the exact, I mean, suppose they want to search on dogs, so they put, and they, my son-in-law just cut up a tree, so I'm waving goodbye to him. If you searched on dogs, if you put dogs in the search engine, what would you find? I mean, this may not be important, but when we talk about accessibility, I think a document as big as 137 pages, you have to be able to march around in there somehow.
you do
See
have the
this?
ability in your PDF reader. Like, I just open the document. I'm able to search on keywords that I want to find.
Okay.
Dog
Good.
brings dog brings up 17 pages.
Okay, good. All right, that's my comment. Further comments? Kate, anything more on your side?
That was the font
Grant?
size and the pictures was the biggest thing.
Grant.
I had something and I forgot what it was, but that's okay. Couldn't be
We can
that
come
important.
back to you. Chandra?
Nope.
Okay. Emily, is there anything you want to ask us about?
Yeah, I actually just wanted to confirm that comment about the title for chapter 5 because I didn't quite catch what you all said about
Assessment
changing
of
the
outdoor
wording.
recreation needs.
Okay. Assessment of outdoor recreation needs. I'm just going to write that in there real quick. I just wanted to make sure I got that.
Anything else from your side?
Yeah, I wanted to show you guys. Lisa and Adam asked us to mock up some alternative cover photos. So I
Yeah.
have some versions of that to show you. I don't think they're 100% perfect, but I'd love your guys's thoughts on it.
Okay. I see him.
Okay. But yeah, so here are some alternative cover photos. So all of this is still editable. If we don't love this font, we can change the font there. But I think this is an awesome photo. I love this photo of the crane.
It's a
So this was kind of
heron.
one option. Say that again.
It's a great blue heron.
Thank you for thank you. here was another one. And then Lisa, I will say, I just don't think this photo is a good option. I think it's too low res. I think I don't, Olivia is the one that made this font like orange. I don't personally love that. I wouldn't have orange be the color. But this was like about as good as we could make it look. I just think you want a super high res photo for the cover. And so I think it's just a little bit too low res. But I
Okay.
think this kind of prairie one and the heron one were excellent. So if you guys have thoughts on either of these, let me know. And then Olivia just like played around with things just like a tiny bit, like adding this kind of highlight, putting the years at the top. But if you have thoughts on either of these, let me know.
Okay, thoughts on the cover.
I don't like the low res version. You need a high res for that big a picture. And I think anything that you start doing drop shadows and back things takes away is if it's strong enough, the Heron, the park and open space one that you have in front of us, if they're strong enough. If you scroll down, I don't think you need to put keep going down one more. The
Yeah.
2025 doesn't need to be blocked out. Leave the beautiful picture if it carries. I don't think you I would not backlight the photographer. I'd just put it in white over like you did.
Oh, okay. Up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, anything from you?
I like the first picture, but I like the second slide as a cover.
Okay. So
Katie?
maybe we could find a home for this picture somewhere, even if we didn't go with that as the cover.
Yeah, I want the, I love the flowers, but that heron is just like, bam, it grabs your eye. And the only thing, I don't know how you would do it on there, but I do like using the park's brand logo.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you could do that there.
I think we could add, so Olivia included it in the corner here. I
Excuse
think we could like move the photo credit over here and then have the Madison Parks logo here
me.
and here. I think it, we should have the Madison Parks logo added to either of these options in the lower right-hand corner.
I so I just want to check in. Are we talking of having the I don't like the block on, I love the photo on the second option, but I don't love the park and open space plan all blocked up there. So are we talking about laying the basically all the text from the first slide over the second slide?
No, I
And
don't think it
no.
works because of the formatting of the photograph. I just like the photograph. But
Okay.
as a cover, I like slide two better.
Okay.
It's simpler, it's really clear as to what the document is. It's easy to read.
Lisa, we could do something like we don't maybe don't need to do this like square outline, but we could do something that's more like this where it's just the text is centered. We could do that here. We don't have to do this like left aligned block that's all caps. If you like the sorry, my the files are so large it like sometimes spins for a minute on my computer, but we could mess around if you like the if we like the prairie photo, we could try to do a similar layout with the text more just like centered instead of left aligned.
No, I mean, what I'm trying to say is I think with slide two, the photograph and the text work better because there's a right side photo focus with the photographs and a left side where you can put text. Whereas in the heron picture, it's a beautiful picture, but you have the bridge, the heron has to be centered. I don't know where you physically can, I can see the designer struggling to put the words in. And so as a cover, it's hard because I don't know how you would make it the best cover because you're putting words over a beautiful photograph, which there's stuff behind it. There's a whole bunch of different more colors. So it just gets busier.
Back cover.
So, like back cover, someplace. It's a beautiful photograph, but I think sometimes beautiful photographs don't make great book covers.
Okay, I think anybody have anything further to add on this point? All right, Emily, you get enough feedback?
Yeah, I think so, and I can connect with Lisa
Okay.
for more of her thoughts on the prairie version.
Yeah,
All right.
and today's the first that we're seeing this along with you guys. So, I personally would like to see another mock-up of this slide too, with
Yeah.
the text centered, using the black and white over the top of the prairie and then working the logo in. But we have to figure out what slide we're using so we can what cover we're using so that we can start pushing out our communications about the public engagement process. So, but I don't know, Chandra, you like this slide, the way that's laid out. I'm not hearing anybody else with strong reservations, so maybe it's
Yeah,
just
think about the
me.
second one or the first one.
This one here, this
There's no
prairie one.
difference. All right. Any comments on the placement of the text?
It's a graphic designer's
Yeah,
job.
I think
That's
we're
not.
in, you've asked questions above our pay grade.
You definitely have opinions, though, and I'm interested in your opinions, but
Not short on
we
them.
will
We're not
use
short on
this
opinions.
photo and we will come up with a cover based on that.
Yeah,
Yeah, we
I think
can
we should.
definitely keep working on it, Lisa. Okay, thank
I
you.
think that the dates are important, and maybe I mean when I react to that block of City, Madison Park, so I ask myself, what is the priority of the information that needs to be known? And if I do that, yeah, there, that, I see. I think the time frame is important. The fact that it's a plan is important. Parks and open space, I mean, I get that, but that's I think that's, and although that's the name of the thing, it's the time and the date and the planning thing seems more important to me, but that's, I have no particular gift of skill in this area, so purely reaction. Any further comments? All right, seeing none. Lisa, how about anything from your side that you would like us to talk about?
Just if you all have any feedback, specific feedback on the document, if you can get it to me by the end of this week, by the end of day Friday, I can incorporate those edits into what I'll be sending to Emily. Otherwise, I don't think there's anything else that I feel we need to cover specific to the document. I did want to talk a bit about the public engagement that we'll be doing. I wanted to confirm our plans for that. So if we're ready to move on, I can talk about that.
Would it be appropriate to have a motion to move this forward?
Yes. I think you've been doing that regularly, so I think that's
If
appropriate.
we move it forward now, are we going to move it forward without coming back to it?
No, it will come back to you. So this is a first draft. We're going to refine it, put it out for public comment, then we'll incorporate that public comment, and this will be coming back to you again in July. July will be the next time you see the final document. That'll be the time you see the final document. And if you're comfortable with that, then you would refer it on to the Board of Park Commissioners from there.
So let's just have a move. Let's have a meeting, a motion to keep this on the agenda until next meeting. However, we have phrased those agendas, those motions in the past.
Okay.
Maybe Natalia knows that. But anyway,
We've got it.
Okay, is there a move? Is there a motion for that?
I move
Sean
that
made that motion.
I'll
She
move
might
that
not.
we acknowledge the significant, wonderful work that's been done and that we push it on to our next meeting and have another look.
Great. All right. That those wonderful words are. Is there a second to this? So,
I'll second it.
all right. People were standing up to do that. So, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. On to the public rollout.
Okay, so we talked public engagement at our last meeting. I just want to confirm our plans with you. So our plan is to make this the draft version of the document go live on our project website next Friday, the 13th, and to provide an email address for people to provide comments, written comments specific to the document. They'll have until July 7th to do that. That gives about 3 solid weeks for people to provide feedback on the document. Hopefully, we get some comments and we're able to incorporate those edits, or we will be keeping a spreadsheet of all the comments that we receive and how we are or not incorporating those comments into the final document. So the next time you see this document, it will have incorporated all of that information. So we can review that feedback when we come back to you next month on July 16th. So we have almost 6 weeks before we meet again. The other part of our public engagement is an open house. So I encourage you all, if you're available, to attend our open house on Thursday, June 26th. We're planning to have that open house from 3:30 until 6:30. We're going to have some project boards done up with a summary of each chapter, and we'll We'll have staff there. If you are there and you want to speak to any of the items, to any public that come in, you are welcome to do so. Again, we'll be taking comment and incorporating that into the document as well. We are planning on doing a presentation every 30 minutes or so, so that people that are there get more of a formal overview of what the plan is. So that's what we're planning at this point. It kind of mirrors what we had done for our open houses last summer, April and May actually, and it gives people another opportunity to weigh in on the document.
Connor?
Lisa, quick question. So June 26th at 6:30 is the Parks and Open Space Plan open house for community engagement. Is it at the headquarters?
It's here at Lakeside. It's
Okay.
actually at 3:30. It's from 3:30 to 6:30.
Got it. Okay. See, this is the reason
On the
why
26th.
I
Yep.
asked.
Yep. And we'll make sure we send you an invite for that. It's
Okay.
here at the Lakeside offices in our boardroom.
I'm just going to put it on my calendar right now.
Me too.
Okay.
I have a question about the feedback, but Katie, have you got any comments on the rollout of it or the open house or anything?
No, that makes sense to me. Yeah, I appreciate them doing it. It's a lot of work.
Grant?
Sounds good.
Okay. Lisa, I don't know whether this is opening up a big can of worms, but I think the written comments are a barrier to people who have something to comment to make. I wondered about the possibility of setting up a recorded 800 line to receive telephone feedback on the thing.
I don't know that we can do an 800 line, but we can probably designate a phone line for them to call.
Okay, they can have a
Even if
recorder, I
it's,
think.
yep, all of our office lines have the ability to record messages, so we could provide a phone number if somebody wants to provide a phone comment.
Well, I think for people who don't have access to computers or who are not typists or who are uncomfortable with the language, that maybe being able to make an audio contribution may increase the accessibility of it.
Okay.
I but I do I, how do other people feel about that?
I like to talk.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, then I was trying to add my calendar, but obviously cannot double work here, so I get back to the screen here. I think as far as then, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Now, with regards to the open house, I just wanted to review what we have planned and just invite you all to participate in that open house on the 26th if you're available.
Well, I almost feel sad saying that we don't have anything more to talk about the Parks and Open Space Plan. I feel like we should have some kind of weighty question to just. Yeah, Chandra, you have a weighty question for us?
Oh, she's
You're
mute.
muted.
You're muted.
You're still muted. You're still muted. You're muted.
I want to make a motion to adjourn because I have a 5-minute question to ask Lisa. So I'm hoping I can take LRP's last 5 minutes and call her right after this.
Okay, great.
I promise it
Well
will be
then,
short, Lisa. So
is
motion
there
to
all good?
adjourn.
All right, before I accept the motion to adjourn, is there anyone that wants to step into the picture? Okay, so it's been moved to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn, then the meeting has come to a close.
This is the
Thank you
shortest
all
you've
very,
ever
very
had.
much. It seems like firecrackers should go off or champagne. After something like
Please get me your
that.
feedback if you have any as soon as
Oh,
possible.
we love it, Lisa.
Thank you.
We
Thanks,
love it.
y'all. Thank you.
Bye.
Lisa,
Thank
I'll
you.
call you.
Thanks,
Adam,
everybody.
thank you.